Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Whatever the season, few people had autos in 1911, so travel in the Chelan Valley and up the nearby coulees and gulches was usually by farm wagon or surrey, while around town people almost invariably walked. Long-distance travel also was rigorous. By 1911, Lake Chelan was a popular destination for summer tourists, as well as friends and family visitors of its 700 residents. If arriving from Spokane or the Pacific Coast, they would likely take the Great Northern passenger trains to Wenatchee and then a steamboat up the Columbia to Chelan Falls. Steamboats plied the middle reaches of the river from 1890 until sometime after the coming of the railroad in 1914. From the steamboat landing at Chelan Falls to town, it was a four-mile walk or four-horse team stagecoach ride up the wagon road on the south side of the treacherous Chelan River Gorge, a road whose poor condition and steep grades prompted frequent complaints from the Chelan Leader's editor. By spring 1911, the road had been improved enough that George Brown was able to motor to Wenatchee, 35 miles away, on rutted and rock-strewn roads. It took him 3 hours. Motorized service to the town did not begin until 1914, when an open-air six-passenger bus carried passengers from the falls to Chelan. Once the tired and dusty visitors arrived in Chelan, they had their choice of hotels, such as Campbell's or Pruitt's or Harris's bachelor quarters. In summer, some took the mailboat Lady of the Lake to resort lodges at Stehekin, 50 miles up lake. Like the Lady of the Lake, locally owned launches also provided transportation and supplies for ranches at landings serving outlying communities such as those at Manson, Minneapolis Beach, Hollywood Beach, and 25 Mile Creek. The three-day 4th of July celebration was the biggest social event of Chelan's year. On July 6 of that year, 1911, the Leader reported that large crowds of visitors from upriver arrived by steamboat to celebrate the three-day national holiday with the locals. They filled the city park to hear patriotic music by the Chelan Band and a chorus of 30 voices. The celebration included horse and harness races, swimming and rowing competitions, and dances on all three nights. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.